This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and let's not forget about those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, a website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. Now, 7 minutes past the hour, here she is. Welcome back, Ms. Rosemary.
Oh, hi, Captain, and hi, everybody. I love you all so much. Yes, it's been crazy busy, but I switched my message at the last moment. Wish me luck on this one. I've been holding the history of the Statue of Liberty for a couple weeks because there were other things going on. I try to go along with the, but because we're having such an immigration problem, I want to get this on. And I've taken a lot out. I've edited, by the way, this article was given to me by a listener of the show. She's listening. Yeah, I switched. I got it on tonight. Tomorrow night will be the Star Spangled Banner, the one everybody's been waiting for. I do that every year, and I've got an addition to that one tomorrow night, so don't miss that. This is, I know I'm taking up time, but this is one of my favorite weeks of the whole year as a patriot. Okay, the history of Statue of Liberty. Let me go real fast. It's around 1865, as the Civil War was ending. The French, I'm just going to say this, France and the United States got together. France wanted to create a statue for the United States in celebration of that nation's success in building a viable. By the way, I wanted to tell you that I also checked with my, I don't know if I even said this at the beginning. After getting this, I called my brilliant, brilliant historian friend that's co-authored books. And she went into this in more detail. And boy, oh boy, I can never get it all on here. Okay, remember back when. Now, the Statue of Liberty, actually holding her in my hand. On October 28, 1886, President Grover Cleveland officially dedicated the Statue of Liberty, which was a joint venture from France and the United States, again, in front of thousands of spectators. Now, let's talk about the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, which is still today going on. And boy, when my friend told me things that even aren't on here, I hope some illegals are listening in tonight because, okay, let's go with it here. I don't have but a few minutes. In 1892, the United States government opened up a federal immigration station on Ellis Island. I know the captain's been in it, and I've been in the statue. Wow, it's something else. Located near Bedloe's Island in Upper New York Bay, between 1892 and 1954, some 12 million immigrants were processed on Ellis Island. Listen to this, people. Before receiving permission to enter the United States, they were processed. Absolutely. Medically, they had to have a sponsor, and that's not on here, but it came from my friend who knows. And also, some of them even, they had to prove that they could work and different things. I mean, they could not, I want to read that again. Before receiving permission to enter the United States, they were processed on Ellis Island. They just didn't come in like the illegals are coming in now. From 1900 to 1914, during the peak years of its operation, 5,000 to 10,000 people passed through every day. And then, of course, you know, looming above New York Harbor near the statue is a beautiful plaque, and we've read it. But this is a welcoming symbol of freedom for the millions of immigrants coming to America seeking a new and better life, not illegals. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send these, the homeless tempest tossed to me. Oh, I love this. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. I never can get through these messages without weeping because so many of us have had, people in our families way back that came through this way. They came the right way. There's a right way and a wrong way. All right, let's get into now opening up a new museum in New York. And by the way, yes, I'm taking a lot out of this article, but I'm putting the main things over to you all. All right, a new Statue of Liberty museum just opened on Liberty Island, New York. This article was written in June of this year, by the way. A full-scale model of the Statue of Liberty is among the artifacts along so-and-so full-face model. This new museum is giving visitors another opportunity to explore its history and the impact the structure has had on the world. In the final section, and I love this, visitors are encouraged to take digital self-portraits and add their thoughts on what liberty means to them and what better time than right now, people, as they look at the original torch and a replica of the statue's face. You know, I thought about all the things in this article and what it means, and I have her picture in my hand, and I've been in that statue, and we need to remember, and if there's any illegals, we're not being mean, people. This was the way it's been done always in America here once this took place. They're processed. And, you know, they also medically, they weren't just released into the United States. So you need to know that. We're not being mean. This is how it is. It's how it's going to be. It should be, and it still stands. And whenever you see that Statue of Liberty, let's never forget. And, you know, I always cry during this week because I'm very patriotic, and I don't make an apology for that. Remember what many went through. And by the way, that we are a country that is of liberty to those that come in legally. We want them legally. We welcome you all legally. And again, legally, not illegally. There's a difference. Thank you so much, people. I had to switch messages real quick. Tomorrow night will be the Star Spangled Banner with an addition to it that you all request. That will be tomorrow night. So God bless you all. I love you. And remember, God loves you. And don't forget our liberty and what it means to us. Thank you so much, Captain.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And we appreciate her. And Flip was waving at her. So there you go. Flip, she just went out the door, the back door, and you're waving against the front door. All righty. Well, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the makers of Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And they're listening to us tonight on AM 920 and AM 1400 in Seattle, Spokane, Tacoma, and Bremerton. Now, Relief Factor is something that can be used for pain and to reduce swelling and to alleviate joint discomfort and all of that, because it's an all-natural product. It's 100% drug-free, all-natural ingredients, and they've had 15 years of clinical use until they put it out on the market. Now, my big enemy is arthritis, and I took Mobic and I took Flexeril for probably 10 years thereabouts, and finally I got to where I said, nope, I don't want to do this, because the Flexeril had a little bit of a side effect to it, and I just didn't want to do it. So I said, okay, let me see. The strongest stuff I can take is probably Aleve. I'll take that, and I asked my doctor, I says, how often can I take this? And he said, you can take it up to 3 times a day, 2 pills each time, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but always take it with food. So I did. And as a result, I managed to get that taken care of. For a while, until I found out about Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor immediately did two things for me. It relieved my arthritis problem, the pain that I have from that, and it also reduced the swelling that I have in my surgically repaired and replaced ankle, where I had to have ankle surgery to replace an ankle, a foot that I almost lost at the ankle at the World Trade Center. And it worked for me. Now, all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is if it worked for me, it might work for you, especially if you're in pain or having discomfort. So, try the 1995 Starter Pack and see what it does for you. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, captain to find out more. And let me know how it works for you. Let me know how it works for you. All righty. Let's see here. To the telephone lines we go, and I'm not sure, but I think we got Dan the Man. Is that right?
That's right.
What's up, Mr. Professor Emeritus?
You know, when I heard Rosemary the Prayer Angel talk, it always reminded me of my great-grandfather. He came here to America.
My grandparents.
And when they got to Ellis, he came with three sisters and his youngest brother, so there were five. And they did the quick physical. And on his youngest brother, who he was close to, they marked his back with an X.
Yep.
I mean, he wasn't allowed in.
Yeah.
It was probably tuberculosis.
Uh-huh.
And my great-grandfather was in tears. He always heard this around July 4th, the story. And he said, "I can't go in without you." And his youngest brother said, "You have to. This is the promised land."
Mm-hmm.
And he lost contact with him. He never knew where he was. And then in 1983, I was at a conference, and I met my great-grandfather's brother's great-grandson,
mm-hmm.
who came from New Zealand. So he made it to New Zealand.
Mm.
But that was, they always viewed it as the promised land, almost sacred. So when people look at that, it's more than just crossing an invisible border. You got to have a deep belief and a deep love for this country to come here.
Well, my grandfather and his brother came into this country, and my grandmother came into this country by way of Ellis Island, and they wound up going to, my grandfather wound up going to North Dakota with his brother, and they got a section of land up there when they had the big land rush in North Dakota and wound up with a 600-acre horse ranch.
Yeah, that's, I've heard that. Dana Perino is a family was kind of the same way. Italians end up in Wyoming. Who would have thought that? You know, and it was very much very similar to what you're telling me about your grandparents. The same with
yeah, them. And my grandmother came from Ireland, and she wound up in North Dakota, too, for a different reason. She got a job with some sort of she got a job as a housekeeper with some sort of, a rich person that went up there to also acquire some land, and they went up there for cattle.
Right. And that's it. There's a joke in Chicago about the Irish. You know, they go through all these ethnic groups. You know, they came to Chicago, they founded neighborhoods, they founded parishes, they started businesses. And when they get to the Irish, they just always say, well, they came to Chicago and all got municipal jobs.
So what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Well, America, the dream and the nightmare. Tonight, it's China. You know, I know Xi and Trump met in the G20, but we got a long way to go. And when you look at North Korea, it is still a family business. It is still a mob. Kim is still a thug.
Yep.
I worry about that because I don't think a photo op is a policy victory. Whatever he says or not. Right now, I think the United States, I look at factory orders today, I think we're starting to be in worse shape than China when it comes to this tariff deal.
Not yet.
No. We're getting very close. There's no doubt about that. And I find that what's going on in Hong Kong, it depends on how that's going to... Right now, they send police in from mainland China into Hong Kong. They speak Mandarin, and the Hong Kongese speak Cantonese. They can't even communicate with each other.
Well, they threatened to send the army in there.
Yeah, and they also speak Mandarin. So, Xi's got like 27 provinces he's trying to hold together. You know, China's always been more of an idea than a real country. We'll see how it works out with 1.3 billion people. But I think we should start really other than tariffs, because if you're going to have a trade deal and you're going to have bona fide trade with the country, it can't be a dictatorship. It can't be communist, because the one thing capitalism requires above all is the rule of law, contract law, an enforcement mechanism to keep people to honor their contracts. They'll never do it. I don't know why we never learned that lesson. With the old Soviet Union, a made-up name for a made-up country, they couldn't do it either.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that a lot of times capitalists can't understand. They don't even understand their own form of
okay.
capitalism.
Well, wrap it up because I got another caller on the line. I want to try to get to him.
Well, I'm just telling you that it's going to be a long time before we have anything settled. And it's going to be after the election if Trump wins, which I hope he does. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dan. I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, will do.
All right. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I think I've got Nelson on the line. Is that right, Nelson?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, before you start, I have something to say to you.
Oh, fine.
Guess who's running for sheriff in Broward County?
No clue.
Scott Israel, the guy who got booted out. He announced yesterday that he's going to run again because he announced what a great job he did for the 6 years that he was sheriff.
Well, I think some people have got to do some work down there.
And here's the thing. I happen to know that for the 6 years he was there, he never did a mass casualty drill at the school where the kids got killed.
Well, you know, the thing is, up here in Madison County, close to Jasper, close to Hamilton County, the idea is that we are becoming a Republican county from a very staunch conservative Democrat base, but some of the county officials no longer want to run as Democrats. They want to run as independents, and we must stop that. We must make them run as Republicans, and the idea down there is, are there enough Republicans who will give a darn?
In Broward County, no.
Yep, and but they've got to do it. We have turned this county, Madison County, around, and Hamilton County as well, and not as much as we need to go and so on. But the reason I called was this. I gave you email.
I saw it.
My article, and I made a mistake, and the idea was that I put a number in there on the first page, sort of in the middle of the article, about the people who had paid income taxes on less than, and I didn't give a number. I just gave 000. I forgot and omitted 4. So there's a dollar sign and a place for a 4. So it would be $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it says 500,000 in 1925 paid an income tax on less than 4,000. So if you hand it to anybody or put it anywhere, mm-hmm. Fill that in. Because it won't make sense if you don't have a dollar number.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. And that's Nelson up there in Jasper, Florida. We appreciate him. And good morning, Eric. Let's see here. Dan and I, Dan's opinion is correct. However, communism cannot survive without capitalism. It's not going to happen. Okay, well, you're right about that, Eric. And here comes the music, which means that we gotta cruise on out here with Proud Mary and cruise right on back here with our first military and veterans news segment. Wait till I tell you about Bo Bergdahl and what he's up to. Yep, Bo Bergdahl. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," explanation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. So we'll tell you more. We'll let them tell you more first, and then I'll tell you more in a minute.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I had a the opportunity during the past week to talk to a number of wounded warriors, and a couple of the guys I talked to were aviation maintenance techs who had had a traumatic injury. They had lost both their legs, each one of them, but they were able to still stand using prosthetics, and they were competing in the games in a normal fashion. And they asked me, they said, we've heard the National Aviation Academy, and we've heard you mention them, and we're just curious if we could possibly go back and get certified as an aviation maintenance tech with a disability that we have. And I checked with Bo last week. Bo was asked a question on their behalf, and Bo said, absolutely. As long as they could do the work that needed to be done, not a problem. Whether they had to stand or crawl or whatever the situation was, that's not a problem. They have people that work missing a hand or missing a leg or two or whatever that are certified aviation maintenance tech, as long as they can do the job. So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations that serve you, one in the Concord, Massachusetts area right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in our backyard. Because in 14 short months, I almost said 18 months, it's 14. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, think about that for a minute. Unlimited earning potential. You are in control of your paycheck, not the other way around. So, check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you to get the white gloves treatment. So, NAA.edu or 800-659-2080 to find out more. Well, we start out the Military and Veterans News Report with news about Bo Bergdahl. Now, Bo Bergdahl, everybody remembers, was the, and I'll use the word myself, traitor, even though he was not convicted of being a traitor. He was convicted of being a deserter, who went off in Afghanistan, walked off his base, and wound up missing in action. His fellow soldiers went out to look for him. Several were killed in the process over the course of several months looking for him. And he wound up cooperating. The problem that they were having with him giving them information as to where the targets were for the Taliban to strike. So he was cooperating with the enemy. And he literally became one of them while he was there. And I guess as long as his information was good, they kept him alive. But he has appealed his conviction now through his lawyers over the comments that were made by President Trump when President Trump actually called him a traitor when he was not only running for president, but also after he became president and made a comment about his trial. So I don't know where that's going to go, but attorneys are running with that right now, and they're going to try to get the charges against him either dropped or get a new trial altogether. We'll see. Now, the other day, with wide grins and a historic handshake, President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un met at the heavily fortified demilitarized zone along the North and South Korea borders and agreed to revive the talks on the pariah nation's nuclear program. Now, Trump pressed his hand and his bid with Kim Jong-un for the legacy-defining deal, and he's now become the first sitting American leader to step into North Korea. The other thing that's transpiring here is there are rumors that the president may agree to allow North Korea to have whatever they have developed right now in the way of nuclear weapons, and we do know they have a handful, as long as they stop doing what they're doing to get the sanctions reduced or lowered, and to have Mr. Sheldon Allison come in there, the mogul casino developer and hotel resort developer, and go in there and build this big palatial destination vacation location that Kim Jong-un wants to put along the sea, the East Sea, South China Sea of North Korea. So, we'll see how that works out in the coming days. We'll see how that works out. Also, the federal government is rolling back protections that have held off deportations for non-citizen service members, their families, and veterans, according to a top immigration lawyer. And the new Trump policies will actually end deportations for some of the active duty troops' relatives, which is a good thing. Senate Republicans, the Senate Republican majority declared a war authorization measure Friday meant to bar the President Donald Trump from launching a military strike against Iran without Congress's permission. They shot it down by a vote of 50 to 40. And Washington, D.C. residents are being traumatized and war-weary from hearing helicopters from military bases flying over their places all the time, jets flying over their places all the time. It is, after all, the nation's capital, and this is what you get when you have a military base right there in Washington, D.C., and close by in Delaware and whatnot, where you're going to get all of that sort of stuff going on, and people are starting to complain about it. Also in Syria, several member states of the counter-ISIS coalition are expected to announce within weeks that they will backfill U.S. ground troops withdrawing from Syria in what will be a major development for President Trump's desire to limit American military involvement in the conflict. Now, the Islamic State militants, in a massive operation which involved American forces, which involved American airstrike again, were cleared from the Syrian village of Abu Nadal, according to the U.S.-led coalition countering ISIS in Iraq and Syria. The clearing operation marked one of the largest since March, when President Donald Trump and the Syrian Democratic Forces announced that ISIS had lost its so-called caliphate and territory in Syria. This was one of the areas where they'd headed for to try to create their last bastion, if you will, in the region. So we'll see how all that plays out, too. Now, a lot of things are transpiring right now when we talk about the war on terror and what's actually still going on. The outgoing U.S. Special Operations General in Africa, General Marcus Hicks, Major General Marcus Hicks, who led the U.S. Special Operations troops in Africa during a tumultuous two-year tenure, has warned during a change of command that security conditions are deteriorating in Western Africa, a region where four U.S. troops were killed at the start of his time in command. So, there's a general telling everybody that Africa is flaring up right now. All right, we're coming back. Going to take a look at our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Hair-ride beats look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I
I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Rooster Cruising there. And that's Ray Carlson with our song for the hour. By the way, that's my special request for the FedEx freight drivers coming out of Charlotte tonight, coming on down out of the Queen City, down towards Hotlanta, and several of them are coming on down towards the turnaround point in Jacksonville that they use. So there you go. And not to forget about the fact that the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Stop by. It's not your but daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, we've got a little change in the weather here. We've had a couple of watches and warnings that have been added since the last hour, so we'll get to that right away. First of all, from Logansport, Indiana, all the way east to Toledo, Ohio, you have a high heat advisory through that whole region right now for temperatures today. Between heat index temperatures between 100 and 105 degrees. The actual temperatures will be well into the 90s, so it's getting warm over there in that part of the country where we told you it would be. Now, let me read you the summary here. Strong to severe storms with large damaging hail, damaging straight line winds, and heavy rain with flash flood watches and warnings will be possible in the North Plains and from the upper Mississippi Valley to the middle Atlantic. Also in the desert southwest, hot, dry, breezy conditions will keep fire weather threats elevated through midweek. Now, hot, dry conditions also are prevailing in the northeastern part of the country, way up in Maine, in some of the mountainous areas up in there too. So let's go across south, east to west, and then move north. I-10 looking good, I-75 looking good, I-95 looking good, I-4 looking good, Alligator Alley looking good, I-10 all the way out to Los Angeles, California looking good, I-8 from the Phoenix area on out to San Diego looking good, I-20 looking good, I-30 looking good, I-40 looking good, let's see here, I-64 looking good, I-70 looking good, out through all the way to Utah. Let me see here. I-80, you're looking good except for the heat. You're going to have to contend with from Toledo, I-80 and I-90 both, because that's along the turnpike in there. It's right there, Ohio and Indiana. And other than that, 80 and 90, looking good going out west. I-70. As I said, looking good. Now, I-90 and 94, when you get up into Wisconsin and start going out west, 94 in particular, there's going to be some unsettled weather conditions you'll be running into on the western part, last leg of Wisconsin, going into Minnesota, into the Minneapolis area. So that weather up there could change at any time. We could have more showers and thunderstorms. That's something that they have been having up there. But other than that, looking good across the country, to say the least. All right, and let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in Seminole Heights. Hey, Ben.
Not bad. You got about a minute and a half for Denise calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. Hey, real quick, thanks for taking the call. Real quick on Korea. Reading a book about the Korean War, forget the army unit that was involved, and they were caught forward of the FIBA there and ultimately overrun and subsequently captured. And the officer, or excuse me, I think it was a sergeant that was writing the book, wrote about his time in the POW camp with the Chinese political information officer, as they would have re-education, so to speak, political education.
Oh, yeah.
And the quote is, quote, "I would let 100 men die to save one progressive." close quote. And that's coming out of the political information officer. And that's back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you see what's going on now regarding some of this stuff with, I guess, past this prologue with the Antifa stuff going on there in Oregon, I think that lays at the feet of Governor Kate Brown right at her desk regarding the stand down of the police in Eugene,
right,
Salem, and in Portland there. Now, real quick, I believe we should have a strong national defense, et cetera, but I think the biggest threat facing our United States right now is coming across the southern border and the coastal regions of the United States with this infiltration, dare I say, invasion, mm-hmm, of people from as far away as Central Africa.
That's correct.
Taking it all the way here, but the Republican Party, the GOP, respectfully, nowhere to be found. Okay, they're all worried about, War Powers Act and funding initial strikes in Syria. Okay, protecting others' right to free trade along their right to free seas. I get that to a point, but let's prioritize here, ladies and gentlemen of the GOP. The biggest problem is at the border.
Okay,
the quote unquote northern southern border.
Well, let me run because Denise is on the line, and we are going to talk. We are going to talk about Antifa.
Yeah, Roger that, sir. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you very much, and Eric from Seminole, we appreciate him. And hopefully he can call back and say a little bit more time. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is here. Now, the Antifa group, and Eric just referred to that in his call, they are definitely a threat to America. Agreed?
Agreed.
And I believe they should be declared a domestic terrorist group based on not what they've done just over the weekend in Portland, Oregon, but what they've done leading up to this particular incident that happened in Portland, Oregon.
So yesterday, good morning, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I decided to kind of take a look at what the real procedure is to declare an organization, domestic organization, to be a terror, domestic terror, given that status.
Mm-hmm.
And that procedure out there was rather fleeting. The Department of Homeland Security has and FBI has a segment on it or some text on it on both of their websites.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really explain the procedure. And what they really did was during the Obama administration on countering violent extremism. So they kind of lumped it in with terror organizations like Islamic State and Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have, interestingly enough, quite the list, I might add, of what they call gangs or, terror groups like Black September, Mexican Mafia,
yep,
Bloods and Crips, and, all that. So why are we waiting? It's almost like the late in the Obama administration, they did something about it. But since then, we haven't had consistent leadership in the Department of Homeland Security to, I guess, address this thing. So we have the solution under the Obama administration was community engagement, field support, expansion training, grant support, philanthropic engagement, and tech sector engagement. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Well, obviously, those items that was done under the Obama administration didn't work out because we have Antifa. And we've had Antifa for at least a couple of years.
All right.
So what are we doing?
Hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll talk about what we're doing. And we are talking about Antifa. That's where we're starting out tonight before we get into some other stuff. By the way, there's been another Houthi missile attack. They got their favorite airport in southern Saudi Arabia. They hit it again, injured a bunch of people. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.